This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight. It's the second game in a series with the Oakland Athletics and hoping to get back in the W column. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that connects Saturdays. And we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. It's hard to believe, but this year, South Coast Plaza is celebrating their 55th anniversary and still on the leading edge when it comes to lifestyle centers. Beautiful complex, immaculately maintained, and always growing and keeping up with the times. And what South Coast Plaza likes to do when they celebrate a big occasion is they like to put on a big gala dinner that benefits a worthy community cause. And this year, that beneficiary for the big 55th anniversary celebration is going to be the Careers Through Culinary Arts Program, CCAP, which you hear me talking about on the show on a regular basis because it is a cause that is very important to me personally and also to the show. And in terms of what is going on out there right now in the hospitality industry, couldn't be a better time in terms of what CCAP does. And happily, the co-headlining chef for the dinner that is going to be at South Coast Plaza coming up on Sunday, June 5th, is Amar Santana of Vaca and Broadway by Amar Santana, a gentleman that has a lot of familiarity over the years with South Coast Plaza. And to add to all of that is a CCAP alum. And as always, it is a pleasure to welcome Amar Santana to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Amar,
well,
good morning.
Andy, how are you?
Amar, always good to talk with you. And the Angels are home tonight, so all is good.
Sounds like a good day today, huh?
Yeah, you know, always. And if they win, Amar, it will be even better. Amar, as I was saying in the lead-in, and actually, first of all, I want to offer congratulations to you. Our Orange County listeners know a monthly glossy magazine by the name of Riviera. It has been around for a while. In the June issue is their OC Power List of the 50 most important individuals in Orange County. And I was delighted to see, Amar, that one Amar Santana is one of this group of 50. So, Amar, please remember your friends.
You were delighted. I was surprised. I was like, what did I do to get this, you know, to get his recognition? But I was so happy, you know. I mean, so many years of hard work in Orange County to get recognized like that is, it just feels amazing.
Well, Amar, in all honesty, it's a huge honor, and I think it's important in this day and age that prominent chefs get more recognition, and it's starting to happen because there were a couple of your colleagues that were also on the list, so it's good to see. You know, chefs, as you well know, are a big part of their communities. They're constantly giving back, supporting needy causes, and so forth. So, well deserved. Amar, talking about worthy causes, for our listeners that might not be familiar at this point with the Careers Through Culinary Arts program, you know, you as an alum, tell us a little bit about the program and how it helped you on your path, because you earned a free ride to the Culinary Institute of America, which is a pretty nice scholarship.
Well, what CCAP does is pretty amazing. I mean, there would be no Amar Santana if there was no CCAP. I mean, they were the one that discovered me when I was just a 15, 16-year-old kid that wanted to be a chef, you know, that had no idea how I was going to be able to go to cooking school and do all that stuff. You know, but CCAP, they came through for me. I got a full tuition scholarship to the CIA, which was amazing. And, I mean, now with everything that's happening in the industry, not being able to find cooks to work in the restaurant, you know, and supporting something like CCAP, which I came from there, I think is great. You know, we need to train. We need to be part of the next generation of cooks. And, you know, given the fact, you know, everything that's happened with COVID, it's hard to find people in the kitchen. It's hard to find cooks. It's hard to find people that want to be somebody, that want to do something in the industry. And it starts with CCAP. I mean, that's why I support them so much, because that's where everything starts, is with them. You know, if we didn't have CCAP, you know, we're not going to have any more restaurants, any more cooks, you know, down the road, you know, in the future.
And Izamar is saying the primary mission of CCAP is to take at-risk high school students that are interested in the culinary arts, provide them training, provide them job placement, and for the best of the best, there is a scholarship program, and it doesn't end at high school. And Amar, the founder of CCAP, Richard Grossman, who you know started this program in New York over 30 years ago, personally has mentored you, and you have stayed very close to him over the years. Tell us a little bit about that, because you know, Richard's a champion.
Richard Grossman, it's been great throughout the years, because he's always been there for me. I mean, even before I opened my own restaurant, when I was working for Charlie Palmer, when I was in New York, you know, as a young kid, you wanna move, you wanna make some crazy decisions to go from one restaurant to the other. And every time I needed help, and every time I was in a pickle, you know, I would call Richard Grossman. I was like, what do you think I should do? It's like, just stay there, you know, do not ask for a raise, just work harder. Like, the advice that he would give me throughout my career and to this day, I mean, that's priceless. You can't pay for that.
No, Amar, well said. Now, Amar, you spent a lot of years at Charlie Palmer's. I mean, you opened Charlie Palmer's in South Coast Plaza. Your current restaurant, Vaca, is right across the street from South Coast Plaza. So this is an area you know well, 55 years of South Coast Plaza. In your mind, Amar, just a couple things.
I've been there for 15 already.
Well, you know, Amar, you're well on your way. What is special about South Coast Plaza as a lifestyle center? You know, to endure for 55 years and constantly be reinventing yourself and have the premier retailers in the world that are part of this, you know, this is unusual. It's just not how it usually happens. These places have a tendency to get tired and then have to be, you know, totally redeveloped, and not the case with South Coast Plaza.
But that's what I love about South Coast Plaza. They never stop. They're always pushing. They always want what's the next best thing that we could have in South Coast Plaza. You know, how can we bring more people here? How can we make this destination? And as far as location, you know, you got South Coast Plaza, you got the 555, 405. I mean, there's so many ways to get there. It's so easy to get to. You know, that makes sense that you should have all these nice things, all this nice restaurant, all these nice stores in South Coast Plaza.
Amar, again, South Coast Plaza has a wonderful reputation over the years of being a big part of the community and giving back. And they're doing so again this year with the Careers Through Culinary Arts program in this wonderful dinner that's coming up June the 5th that will be at Knife Pleat and also in the penthouse area of South Coast Plaza. And you are the co-headlining chef with Tony Aino of Knife Pleat. Tell us a little bit about your plans for the evening, because as I understand it, you're going to be doing the first two courses. It's limited to 125 guests because it's going to be very special. Give us some of your thoughts on the evening at this point, Amar, if you would.
It's going to be a very exciting evening. I mean, the chefs that we have doing this event, they're all great. You got James Hamamori, you got John Park, you got Ross from in Tacos Plus, you got Nicholas Weber. I mean, you got so many great chefs. You got Tony from Knife Pleat. You got myself. I mean, the menu is going to be great. So for us, what we're going to be doing, the first course is going to be a char roasted leek that we were playing around the other day at Vaca. I just took some leeks and we just throw it in the charcoal when we're cooking all the steaks. And at the end of the night, I tasted these leeks and I was like, oh my God, we have to do something with this. So the first course is going to be char roasted leeks with leek sauce, sofrito vinaigrette, crispy leeks, and a little bit of butarga, which is a dry fish egg, to shave it on top. I mean, it's going to be very umami, very rich, a lot of flavors and texture. For the second course that we're going to do, I'm doing a black olive oil poach a sturgeon fish with romesco sauce, crispy paella rice, and a saffron hollandaise. So lots of, like, flavors, like flavor bomb, but also, like, beautiful, beautiful dishes.
And, Amar, before we go to our first break and then pick up the conversation, each of these courses is going to also be paired with a premium wine. So definitely a lot going on here. We are talking with Amar Santana, actually an alum of the Careers Through Culinary Arts program. He is the co-headlining chef for this wonderful dinner that South Coast Plaza is doing as part of their 55th anniversary celebration. The official title is OC Chefs, the Next Generation. When we come back, we will pick up the conversation about this, talk about more about the food in the evening and where tickets are available, because again, it is limited to 125 guests and it will sell out. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.